I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. It seems that out of Kenya's church bombings on July 1st, a form of unity was born. Muslims in the area are offering their protection to Christians. And that's good, right? Christian Aid Mission's Ray Burnett was in touch with some of the ministries they help there. Area missionaries don't trust the offer. Due to the presence of Al-Shabaab, another partner says hostility against gospel work has been building. Prayer is their best defense. And on Sunday, Pastor Youssef Nadarkhani marked 1,000 days since he was imprisoned in Iran for apostasy. But Christian Solidarity Worldwide says he may be facing fresh charges to make his death sentence more acceptable. His new trial date is September 8th, and he'll be looking at crimes against national security and possibly blasphemy. So far, he's refused to recant his faith, asked God to continue to give him courage and strength. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can get updates through Twitter. There's a link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.